Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. We who have fled to God for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. I suspect that if you spoke with most people about the future, they'd be full of fears and uncertainties. We live with the continual threat of international terrorism, and the wildfires, floods, and hurricanes that batter our world remind us of the appalling challenge of climate change. Wherever you look, there are monumental problems to face in our own society and throughout the world, and I think that most people would assume that there is no hope. Indeed, they would conclude that anyone who speaks the language of hope has chosen to ignore the facts. The writer to the Hebrews, however, was full of hope and speaks of it on a number of occasions. He was confident as he looked to the future because he knew his God so well. He knew that God was a place of refuge amidst the storms of life and that he provided an anchor that could be entirely relied upon. He never claimed that life would be problem-free. He anticipated that the church was likely to face renewed waves of persecution, and he knew that those who followed Christ would always be severely tested. But he knew that the anchor would hold, and that's what mattered most. The old hymn asked the question, "Will your anchor hold in the storms of life?" And that's the key issue. We need to know that when disaster strikes, we have an anchor that is able to hold firm and prevent us from being dashed against the rocks, no matter how tough the situation might be. When everything is going well, it might seem irrelevant whether or not we've got an anchor. But the fact is that we need hope to inspire and encourage us, whatever the weather. When that hope is securely founded on our faith in Christ, we can be confident that when problems occur, we have nothing to fear. Our anchor will definitely hold. So let me ask you a question. Are you sure that Christ is the anchor of your life? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that it's possible to be full of hope as we look to the future. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a really great day today.
Hope grows when we join together. Gather faithfully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.